I haven't done it. They tell me, well, you can go and get that free. You can get that free. Why should I go get something if I don't need it? If I get sick, I hope I got a little time to sign up for it.
Right.
If I get sick and I'm 68, I say, all right, I'm sick. Well, do you have this? No. Man, you could have had this. Why didn't? Because I'm a citizen. Let somebody else have it. I was raised, Mark, don't get anything you don't need. There's other people that have a greater need than you. If God has made you healthy, why are you trying to get all this? And most of America's running around scared to death that you're going to die of something. And when it comes time for you to die, just drop dead and leave some room for somebody else on the planet. What in the heck
gonna,
I look like
one of people are going to die because there's so many different pills to stop your skin from going wrinkled, to stop you from wanting to eat any food, to keep your hair growing.
Man, that's a shame.
They've got every little pill to keep you from dying.
You scare me. Lou goes on and says, because you prefer windmills to responsibility. No, you refer windmills to responsibly capitalizing on our vast oil, coal, and shale reserves. Because there is other means of power.
Yes.
And resources in this country. America has always been rich in that. See. Then he says, you scare me because you want to kill American capital, the American capitalist goose that lays the golden egg, which provides the highest standard of living in the world. Well, I don't know whether Obama is single-handedly trying to kill this goose, but he is by the programs that he's putting in. And I think it's like Bush said when he got out. He says, well, I did what I have to do, and now Obama has to try to do what he has to do. Well, then he goes on and says, you scare me because you've begun to use extortion tactics against certain banks and corporations.
Yeah, right.
If I was some of the bank owners, I would say, you know, flip that, man. Let me take what's mine. This whole thing is dead. It's over. Let the president run everything. He says, you scare me because of your own political party shrinks from challenging you on your wild and irresponsible spending proposals. There was a meeting that he was sitting in with this cabinet around the table, and the photographer seemed to take these weird pictures. I was on AOL Newsline today, and it was showing Biden making faces at Obama, and again, Obama back at Biden. Like, they're talking about things, and they just obviously disagreed with each other. And so this man's arrogance is even showing up around the conference table. I believe that this is a complex, Mark, that you have when you think Hitler had it. It's kind of like a deity complex.
It's when people don't hear no a lot. And he's in the position now where people don't tell him no.
I'll tell him in a minute, no, man.
When he has press conferences, please, people are handpicked to ask questions, so no one will ask him a tough question or a challenging question to challenge his mode of operation.
He has no men around him. He has a bunch of feminized males around him, a bunch of yahoos that are yes men, because they're getting their paycheck. They got their little BlackBerry phones, their iPods, and their little notebooks, and oh man, we're running the country. We're running the country. Do you know who we are? Because somebody needs to tell the man, Mr. President, I think you whacked on this idea. And look at him when you tell him that. He's not going to do anything to you. Oh, but he ain't going to do nothing to you.
Go through a couple of audits.
Yeah, right. Find some dirt on you, and then find something on John. Find something on John. And put it out. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe that. Look at this. Look at this. You scare me because you will not openly listen to or consider opposing points of view from intelligent people. Well, of course not. What you expect? What? Oh, no. 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 You don't want to hear from that. He says, you scare me, Mr. President Obama, because you falsely believe that you are both omnipotent and omniscient. You know, the guy does have that disposition, you know. But I told you people about that. I saw him 8 years ago for the first time in the DMC when he spoke. Looked like a young teenage boy. I never forget he had on that dark suit. And he got behind the podium at the DMC about 8 years ago, and people was hollering and screaming, and somebody was saying, now this young man is going to go places in the Democratic Party. And I said, who's this dude? Who is this cat?
That's what everybody said. Who is
he? I've never heard of this dude. He's going to go places.
Less than 2 years in the Senate, and he's already running for president.
Man, that's unheard of.
Unheard of to just walk into a job, and as soon as you get there, a couple of months into it, I want to be president.
You scare me because the media gives you a free pass on everything you do. Well, let me say this too. The media is full of homosexuals, wimped out, you know, homosexual men and tweaky people, rich. When you see that movie, Soil and Green, one of the guys that's killed because he compromised himself, so the big boys had to kill him. He was living up in one of these penthouses. And they had a young girl staying with him in his apartment, and she was called the furniture. Because that's what those people are that work around Obama. They're just the furniture. Mm-hmm. You have to understand. They're the things that make him look like he's in place in that way. And what's frightening is that men, there used to be a time, and I know that the head of the FBI was gay. What was his name? That old guy. J. Edgar Hoover.
Yeah.
I know that he was gay and all of that. You got a lot of gay men in power, in politics, and in the police department. There's rumors that Adolf was gay, Hitler. And so you got gay men everywhere. But now you have a different kind of gay man. And I'm not saying that Obama's gay. I don't think he is. But you have a different kind of gay man in high positions. These gay men have taken the reins of power in the country, in the news media, and they're running things. So a man like me would just be seen as a stupid old black preacher.
You'd be seen as argumentative, old school, and not a current thinker.
No, I'm thinking. I'm thinking right now.
You'll be accused of thinking from the old days. You need to update your way of thinking, Pastor John.
There was one bumper sticker that I saw that somebody was putting around, and he said, for all of you that are losing your homes and your jobs and everything, stop complaining. You asked for change. There it is. I didn't ask for that. No, I did not dare ask for that. And one of my positions have been cut because everybody's getting cut. But I'm not praying that God not cut me. I believe this. I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging for bread. Now, that's what the Bible says. So when you grow up in the Coleman household and you're going to lose all that money and everything, all them big jobs and all that, you better go back to the Bible. And you better go back to that book, and you better put your life resting on this. Hey, man, this ain't got nothing to do with who's in your family or anything. It is, do you believe this book? Because I'm telling you, as bad as things are going to get in this country, it will never get that terribly bad for the Christian that we're going to be losing our mind. They can fire me and everything, and I say, Mark, man, I got to put my house on the market to sell it because they fired me. And the church ain't giving too much money. And I got to put the house on the market because I don't want to be homeless. I'm not going to be complaining. Get me an apartment somewhere and try to work at McDonald's. Probably wouldn't hire me. Oh, man, you can make it. Listen, you scare me. Because you demonize and want to silence the Limbaughs, the Hannitys, the O'Reillys, and the Becks who offer opposing conservative points of view. I guess he'd want to oppose me, too. I don't care. He can oppose me. Anybody can oppose me. I know I'm a Christian, and I know he's not. That man is a Muslim, and from way back.
Go to Egypt to speak. Now you tell everybody you're Muslim. You held that information back.
Look at this. You scare me because you prefer controlling over governing. Okay. And finally, you scare me because if you serve a second term, I will probably not feel safe in writing a similar letter in 8 years. Pritchett is saying, if you were in there that long, I probably will be one of the ones killed.
It'd be like in 1984.
Yeah.
We told you not to think that way. Yes. Hey, you, we could see you.
Right.
Stand in the middle of your room.
Right.
Put your hands up.
And I ain't doing it.
We are coming for you.
I'm just going to say, y'all need to come on in here and get me. Because I'm not standing up and doing nothing for you.
Stop typing.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh. Stop talking in the mic. No, I'm going to say, man, you know what? What? Death? I know you're going to torture me.
Turn off that printer.
Man, you come and turn it off. And the minute they come in there, I'm going to try to, in the name of Jesus.
Hit delete.
Yeah. Mark, you are terrible. Hit delete, huh?
I will not ask a second time.
Yeah, well, you don't
or
have
Or you
to.
Will be in violation.
I'm in violation. Oh, my goodness. Pravda, the Russian newspaper. Here's an interesting article. Look what it says. It says, American capitalism gone with a whimper. These are the Russians talking about us. I got 5 minutes. Let's try to handle just a couple of paragraphs. It must be said that like the breaking of a great dam, the American descent into Marxism is happening with breathtaking speed. This is a Russian newspaper writing about America. Against the backdrop of a passive, hapless sheeple, dear reader, I meant people. He says, true, the situation has been well prepared on and all for the past century, especially the past 20 years. The initial testing grounds were conducted under our holy Russia, and the blood test, and a bloody test it was. But we Russians would not just roll over and give up our freedom and our souls, no matter how much money Wall Street poured into the fist of Marxists. Now, you see what this Russian is saying? The Russian is saying, you American guys are wimped out. Oh, I don't want to use that word because I'd be, oh, Lord, that would be like cursing. We're feminized. He says, those lessons were taken and used to properly prepare the American populace for the surrender of their freedoms and souls to the whims of their elites and betters. See, in other words, America just bent over and let them do it to us. That's what we did. First, the population was dumbed down through politicized and substandard educational system based on pop culture. That's why, you know, your kids hip-hopping, walking around with their pants hanging off
American
their butts.
American Idol.
And American Idol got you entertained and all that.
Rock star.
Right. Rather than the classics. You see, the classics, that's what lasts. That's what makes sense. That's called old school. See? It says, Americans know more about their favorite TV dramas than the drama in D.C. that directly affects their lives. They care more about their right to choke down a McDonald's burger or a Burger King burger. And you've seen the commercials where they got these guys, these big, huge burgers,
right,
just choking them down. Than in their own constitutional rights. See, that's why, even though right now, as me and Mark are doing this, the Lakers are playing the Magic. I'm not watching that stuff. I don't care who wins. I'm not trying to be entertained. My goodness. Then they run around and lecture us about our rights and about our democracy. Pride blind the foolish. See, they're saying that the Americans have become proud and foolish and blind themselves. We can't tell any other country how to run it since our country is going down the toilet. Then it says, then their faith in God was destroyed. Listen to this paragraph. These are Russians. This is Pravda. This was the newspaper that the commies had over there. The paper is still being printed over there. He says, then their faith in God was destroyed until their churches, all tens of thousands of different branches and denominations, were for the most part little more than Sunday circuses, and their tele-evangelists, top Protestant mega-preachers, were more than happy to sell out their souls and their flocks to be on the winning side of the false Marxist politician or another. In other words, even the church, like I'm thinking about, who's that boy in Texas? I'm trying to forget his name. Going Larry King all the time.
Olstein.
See, man, that's a pop culture preacher. Olstein, Rick Warren. A whole nation went for that foolishness. Their flocks may complain, but when explained that they would be on the winning side, their flocks were ever so quick to reject Christ in hopes of earthly power. See, in other words, you don't want to be on the losing side. You don't want to listen to Pastor John. He's losing. You want to be on the winning side. Because when the mark come out, we got to eat. John ain't going to eat.
They want the money, they want the stuff, or they want the power.
Then this Russian says, even